All right, y'all, we are back. Just quick, real quick. Just checking in. So we wanted to touch base a bit on a few things, but this is going to be an intro to our part two from last week's episode. 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago.
Almost a month now.
Yeah. We've been gone for a minute.
So we've been gone. Yeah. So y'all, we've been gone for a little minute. And we will obviously explain a little bit why. We've been gone not too long, but we've been gone a minute. But this is gonna be part two, a continuation of our previous episode that we had. And this is going to kind of discuss, like, you know, our third part of that, which was like discussing our bodies and things like that. But yeah, do we want to dive into a little bit of why we kind of took a little bit of a break?
Yes. So, as you already know, especially if you're living in the United States, we just gone through an election. And with recent events and the results of the election, understandably, just knowing the risks and that there are rights at risk right now due to the election results. And we don't want to be too political about this, but at the end of the day, there's no escaping what's coming to this country. And of course, us, like other people, have felt that impact. Especially if you belong to the queer community, Black community, if you're a woman, we felt that impact. And what we did was we took a little break.
Step back.
took a break. Just because we're recording does not mean that we're not still processing everything.
Right.
But we decided to put ourselves first, and just like we encourage you to do. Lean on loved ones and support, and give yourself time to process everything and to feel what you feel.
Right. And although this might not be the results that probably majority of our community is was hoping for, at the end of the day, we need to make sure that we are continuing to move forward. The devil does not rest because we are tired.
We
need to continue to, this is the time that we need to be really be suiting up and making sure that we are fighting, we're fighting back. But this is not a time to sit still and crying. You know, we have our time, we had our moment, and it's time to move forward. So, this obviously want people to be able to feel their emotions, because it's an emotional time for us as a people. But with that being said, we need to band together, emotions and all, but there's power in numbers. So
yeah, definitely lean on your tools. If mindful meditation is a tool you use, if therapy is a tool, if leaning on the support of friends and loved ones, we encourage you just to lean on your tools and your support system during this time. We'll link some resources available as well. But yeah, process, stand, and strategize. But give yourself time to process as well.
Right. Absolutely. So, yep. So we took a little moment to just pause, get our mental health together. You know, we are also human beings, so we also feel all of the emotions, and this affects our lives, as well as everybody else's lives. So we did take just took a beat to step back, because we want to be our best selves for you guys. So yeah. Hopefully we already recorded part two. So we will let you guys hear that in just a minute. But before we let you guys hear that, we did want to just touch on a few things that we did not get to touch on in part two when we previously recorded it. Because we had previously recorded it before the election. But also there are just a few things that we did want to just touch on just because we recorded it prior. We listened back to it and we had some things to add. So one of those things being, because we recorded this prior to the election, one of the bigger things that part of our community is nervous about, especially women, is the reproductive health for women, and especially Black women, because Black women die at a substantially high rate compared to any other race in America. We are dying in childbirth at alarming rates already, which is already a concern for us Black women in our community. But to add on that we are going to be lacking some of this reproductive care, some of these bans on what might not seem like necessary procedures to others are very necessary and real life-saving procedures to some women in our societies. And we have seen that very clearly in some of the women who have already died from this. So we just want to take a moment to recognize that women are already dying. So yeah, let's just please take a beat and a moment to remember those women. And please make sure that you are taking care of yourself and being careful in terms of your bodies, because unfortunately our bodies, somebody else wants to control those.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's been a lot of abusive content and media, and a lot of people who are inspired by the election to promote violence against women, especially when it comes to reproductive rights being at stake. And we just wanted to take a moment to raise that awareness as well, that people are evil and they really want to leverage this opportunity to take advantage of women and take advantage of girls. And at this time, it is important to stay vigilant as well as know what resources are available to you. The hotline.org, rain.org, there are resources available to you if you feel threatened or if you're experiencing any type of abuse during this time or even future. These are resources that should have in your back pocket, because people are evil. And yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people are experiencing increased rates of abuse during this time due to election results and due to the rhetoric around certain laws and rights being taken away.
Yeah, so, you know, we just want you guys to be careful as you are living your daily lives. You know, we have already seen just in my life since the election has already become a little bit more blatantly obvious that I am different. And yeah, just be careful, guys. I had an incident this past week. I don't want to touch on it too much, but I do want to say that I do want you guys to just be careful. Just make sure you are being aware of your surroundings. Make sure that you have some sort of support system. And if you do not have a support system or you don't feel like you have a support system, then you can reach out to us, because we are now your new support system. So please make sure you guys just reach out to us if you have any questions or issues, or you just want to talk, you feel like you need resources, or you just need someone to listen to you. We will definitely be that ear during this time because it is scary, and we don't want anyone to feel like they're alone at all. So you might not necessarily agree with everything that we discuss in our podcast, but know that we are a safe space and we do want what's best for everyone who listens to our podcast.
And then I want to also emphasize, don't have to, because for me personally, like, there's some times where I just like feel like I gotta be the strong one. And if you feel like you're the strong one in your circle, please understand that it's okay to cry, it's okay to experience what you're experiencing. But it's not okay not to share that with someone, or not to, or to bottle that up and try to hold it to yourself. At this time, we really need to lean on one another. I'm speaking to the strong friends, the strong family members out there. It's okay to lean on those that want to help and support you. I read an article earlier saying that crisis lines for queer organizations have increased. For the Trevor Project, it's increased by 700%. Individuals, a part of the queer community, reaching out to the Trevor Project because they're in a crisis or they're experiencing a crisis at this time. And I just want to just emphasize again, there are resources available to you. You know, the waiting time may be a little bit longer, but come up with some type of safety plan for yourself, individuals or people you can reach out to when you feel like things are unbearable for you, because you may have those moments, and it's okay to be honest about those moments because your life matters.
Absolutely. So yeah, with that, I don't really think there was too much I want to touch base on in terms of what you guys are about to hear for part two. But we hope that you guys enjoy it. We hope that you guys are able to take some pieces from that, laugh from it, and also take some helpful knowledge and resources, hopefully, that you may not have known away from part two. And if there are, you know, any things that you guys would like us to continue to talk about in terms of some of the discussion topics for part two, if you would like that to be like a longer discussion, please make sure you leave us a comment and let us know that that's something that you're interested in. Because we took a little bit of a break, we may switch gears a little bit just to kind of move towards some topics that we feel are probably a little bit more prevalent important in the light of current events. So stick around for our next episode. Is there anything else you wanted to touch base on?
Trigger warning.
Yep.
In this episode, part two, we do talk about abuse, domestic violence, and we talk about sex education for the queer community. And just wanted to issue that warning.
Yes. Yeah. And if you are in any domestic violence situations currently, please know that you are not alone in those situations. And it, on average, takes women like 7 times in order to, you know, to continue to leave that person before they have finally left. So please do not feel like you are never going to break free of that situation, or that you have tried in the past and it has not resulted in anything. Please know that you are not alone, and that there are people that want to help you. So please reach out. We have resources. We will be sharing them, but please know that you are not alone in those situations. All right. Enjoy part two.
All right.
that we have reached the part of the podcast where we are about to hit our third topic, which is going to cover, you know, all are not welcome in our bodies. It's going to talk about a little bit about sex ed and just a bunch of overall topics that's relating to our body. Now, we recognize that our podcast has a wide audience range. If this is your warning and your disclaimer, if that is too much for you, if that might be too much of a topic for you, we're going too far, you're not comfortable with talking about queer body issues, sexual health for LGBTQ individuals, then we love you. We thank you for listening to our podcast. Please remember to like, comment, subscribe. Please remember to share our podcast with 5 people. please make sure to like, comment, subscribe, guys. We love you. We hope that you enjoyed this episode today. And we hope that you can continue to listen and join. But the podcast is over for that group of people if you're not super comfortable with that. So we're going to give y'all 5 seconds to exit. What's elevator music? So we put the elevator music in here. Put the countdown.
3, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Roll it. All right. So we back. All right. So the people who... that y'all should have exited already. If you haven't exited, well, don't blame us when we say stuff that you didn't want to hear. So you might want to exit. It's gone. All right. All right, y'all. Not everybody should have access to your body. Okay. And that's not even from a religious standpoint. That's not even like God doesn't want you to have sex until you're married, because we grown. Sorry. Parents, y'all shouldn't be listening to this because y'all should have exited stage left. So.
I don't want y'all quoting me, and you should have been out already.
It's like, now, parents, you can stay because we will be talking about bees and bees, birds and birds, birds, yes, and bees. But. Yes, that is not from a religious standpoint that not everyone should have access to your body. That is a we should love ourselves enough that we love our bodies enough that not everybody has access to them. Now, that's not me slut shaming anybody. I'm not slut shaming anybody, but at all. If you are comfortable with that person, you are comfortable giving your body to that person, then for all intents and purposes, do that. I am just saying that not everybody should have access to that. So if you are not comfortable around that person and you are constantly feeling like something is not right, then they should not have access to your body. If they are not comfortable with every part of your body, then they should not have access to your body. Also, speaking to my trans population, if they are not accepting of where you are in your process, then they should not have access to your body. As a lesbian or whatever, if as a gay male, whatever, doesn't matter, as queer, we all have limits to where what we want and don't want done to our bodies. If that person doesn't respect your wants and not wants of your body, they should not have access to your body. So that's all I'm saying, is that not everybody necessarily has to have access to you at all. Right. That is a sacred part of you. This is your body. And once you give your body to somebody, just know that that person's energy is lingering in your body. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to add to that list, people who are just coming out. There's a lot of pressure in the queer community because we've been so hypersexualized by other communities that the expectation is that you have to have sex.
Really sexualized, yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's consent is still a thing. Consent is important in our community as well. Mm-hmm. It's as important in our community that people respect your decisions and that you voice what you're comfortable with, what you're not comfortable with. You don't have to jump in and have sex with it. I remember when I first came out, someone was trying to suggest that I do things that I was not comfortable with. And that included like just things that are just like very bizarre.
Right.
Like, very like bizarre to me because it's right. Like right. You would not require someone that's straight to do that. Mm-hmm. You just assume they're straight.
Absolutely. Like, and I feel like as, you know, speaking from, you know, our population, our side of it, like, you know, I feel like the communication is even more of a thing. It should be in straight relationships as well. But I feel like even more so in our community to discuss what we're comfortable with before we jump into bed with somebody should really be more of a common practice because I like something done to my body doesn't necessarily mean that you like that same thing done to your body. But I do believe that every human being, we do have some level of trauma, and you don't know anybody's specific trauma. And there are a lot of people who have like sexual trauma issues, trigger warning to those. But you need to be careful. We should be careful. And if we do have access to somebody else's body, we should be taking that as an honor for somebody to allow us to have access to their body. And we shouldn't be taking that for granted and not at least be trying to make sure that person is also comfortable in the moment. We're doing that. We're both here to have a good time. We're both here to enjoy ourselves. So let's make sure that we're both comfortable so we can both enjoy ourselves.
Right. Like, sexual intimacy is such a sacred thing where like, I don't want everybody in my body or on my body or however. But if I open up myself to you, it takes a level of trust and respect and openness and vulnerability. Mm-hmm. And it should be treated as such. Now, that's not to say.
Well.
That if you like it rough, that's like you're not treating it sacred. But communication.
Sacredly choked me up against the wall. Maybe too far.
We are the wrong ones to be talking about this. Yes. Not to over spiritualize it, but what I'm trying to say is like respect. Disrespect. Like, if sacred is too much of a word for you, for what you do consensually with somebody else, because you like, look, ain't nothing I do is sacred, but it's consensual. Alright, I respect that, but what I was trying to say is
make it nasty.
Because I ain't gonna put my business out there.
Sacred is a
heavy word for
some. Sacred, what are you doing?
Sacred may not be the word for me, but what I'm trying to say is
definitely not the word for me because you will be sacred. sacred, be rough and sacred. I like rough and sacred.
Look, look, look. Rough and sacred. Rough and consensual.
That part. Rough and consensual.
Rough and consensual. Consent. That's important. Not to say that, you know, if you've been, and this is a trigger warning as well, like if you've experienced abuse, that doesn't mean that you didn't respect yourself. We're not. That has nothing to do with self-respect.
Although we do encourage therapy.
Yes. Hotlines, the hotline.org.
Right. Talking to somebody, mentor, friend, anybody, support group, something. We do are advocating for that, because although, yes, you may not have had control over that situation at all, and that situation is terrible, and you do have control over how you take control of that you take that control back. Let's take that control back, and let's make sure that, you know, we're doing what's best for ourselves and moving forward so that we can have healthy relationships with our body again and ourselves again and other people again, because that requires, you should be just trying to advocate for therapy over here.
Yes.
Talk to somebody.
Right. I'm an advocate for therapy. I've been there. It's a process. And it's not your fault. You know, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And in the LGBT community, it's not discussed as often as it should be, or addressed as often as it should be. But everyone does not deserve access to you. And we'll put a plug in for that hotline.org.
Yes. You
know, who've experienced any type of abuse in that way. And just let you know that you're not alone. You're looking at a survivor right here, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. You listen to a survivor right here, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. So,
but like going back to like just communication, like especially when you just come out, or if you've been out for a long time, you know what you like and don't like, but you don't know, like Mimi said, you don't know that other person and their boundaries and things of that nature. So communication is very critical in relationships or hookups, or, you know, whatever you do, you know, in sex education.
Mm-hmm. And your preferences can change along with that. Before we get into sex education, like your preferences can change throughout. So just because I might not necessarily like something right at this stage in my life does not necessarily mean that I might not like it in the next stage of my life or with that other person. It just necessarily means that like this is not something that I've been comfortable with in the past. Let's have a conversation about it. Doesn't necessarily mean that like in 3 years I won't be comfortable with that, or whatever the case may be. So just also be opening to the fact that things change. But we did definitely want to talk about sex ed and things like that, of that nature as well. Sex ed is not discussed on a open level like it should be in schools. And to our young people in general, by our parents, the sex talk, whatever the case may be, I just do not think that we are emphasizing safe LGBTQ plus sex. I think we are doing a lot of teaching on what the birds and the bees looks like, but not what happens when there's two bees or two birds.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different education. It's a different education. And I think that it needs to be included in, it should be a comprehensive educational course for all facets. And it's not. It's very much geared towards straight people.
Right.
So I feel like when I came out, I didn't have much knowledge on on what was safe. Like, for those of us that use toys, I'm big on toys. Please clean your toys. Know what that means to clean your toys. What does that look like to clean your toys? What material is your toy made of? And should you be using this cleaning solution on this material? Those are things that are not taught in a sex education class that should be taught in a sex education class, because LGBTQ plus people are not the only people who use toys. You can use toys, straight use toys. You can use toys by yourself. Again, do we know how to clean them, and do we swap our hardwares out between partners? And those things not taught, but those are all things that I just had to learn when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
On your own, and hope that that person does some research, because it's scary the amount of women that I have dated the women that I have dated that are like, they don't know any of this information. What are you cleaning your hardware with? Who did you use that hardware with? Like, what is that made out of? How do you clean properly? Like, it's scary the women that don't know this. And it's like, because we don't have, it's not discussed.
Right. I remember I only learned about sexual intercourse between a woman and a man.
Mm-hmm.
And even like when I was young, I remember in sixth grade sitting in there like, this is not what I expected. Like, that's not how I think.
No.
And immediately you're excluded from learning about what safe sex looks like for you. And it's just so heteronormative that it's, you feel like you have to like learn on your own, and then you're learning from other people that had to learn on their own, and there's a lot of information online. It's just like, there's some things I still be looking up, like, it's because I didn't learn it.
Yep. And you know, like, it's like when all you have is that side of it, there leaves room for misinformation, because then you have people just guessing, saying whatever they want. In sex ed class, the biggest thing that was taught to us was contraception and how not to get pregnant. Well, I'm not getting pregnant. So what's next? I feel like the craziest thing I had heard was, you're a lesbian, you can't catch HIV.
That was still something similar.
Yes, we are at a decreased risk for HIV. That is what this research is saying. We are at a decreased risk for HIV as lesbian people, but the risk is not gone. That's not saying judge, because now I feel like I'm putting out like, judge all people, right. Judge women who have had sex with men before. Please don't do that, because I am one of those people, and I don't, they're like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not judge everybody. Let's just all just get tested and be safe. How about that?
Yeah. And that goes back to the over-sexualizing of queer people. Like, you have to, like, in some settings and to some people within the LGBTQ community, you have to have sex to prove that you don't have to.
You don't have to. You don't have to prove anything.
Yeah, the same way that you would vet people that you feel comfortable with or not comfortable with, take that same approach. Don't let people pressure you into doing things that you don't want to do, that you're not comfortable with doing, and that you're not ready to do.
That part.
There's no rush. No rush.
No rush. It's not a run. It's not a sprint. We are taking our time. We're getting to know ourselves. We're getting to know who, whatever partner we're with at the time. And let's, as people, just be kinder towards each other when we are in that type of situation, because that is a vulnerable situation for everybody. It's a huge, that is like the most intimate, vulnerable experience that humans can have. So when we are so hateful to other people, we carry that hatred around to everybody else. Like, we're literally carrying that hatred around to everybody else. And honestly, it's sad for me to say this, but coming into this LGBTQ population, I felt more stigmatized and judged for sex more than I did when I was in like hetero relationships. Like the stereotypes of bisexual women don't know how to finger. That's a whole stereotype. Like, there's so many random stereotypes. It's like crazy. Like, or like feminine women are pillow princesses. I'm gonna tell you, okay? I wouldn't necessarily consider myself very feminine, but I come off pretty femme presenting for the most part, or at least that's the way people see me a lot of the time. I am not no pillow princess, nothing. You better chuck that pillow somewhere else. I don't want you to be no pillow princess neither, though. Just not my preference. We ain't judging the pillow princesses, though.
But when you even like go to like dating apps, and the way that there's features like
top bottom switch, yeah.
I don't have to do that in other apps. Like, I don't have to identify that in other apps, and neither am I ready to identify that.
Somebody profile said. I was looking the one day. They said that sound like a video game.
No, exactly. Like, even that subtlety of that being significant in reading someone's profile that you do not know.
Right. Don't even know you, but I know that you're a bottom. I know that you're a top.
Right.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to disclose that part? But that should just come along with the conversation. And I understand that, like, that also, I guess they want to disclose that on there, because it's like, who you match with is who you match. You know, it makes sense. Like, you know, if that's not your preference, or if I'm bottom, my preference is that somebody else is a, like, then that makes sense. Or if I'm looking for somebody who, because for me, like, I'm very open about, you know, what I am. Like, you know, I'm very switchy, okay, out here. I don't know. Like, but, like, I'm not, I know what I want and what I don't want. And so, in terms of that, but I'm very big on just communicating that. You should be communicating your needs and your wants. And also, like, you know, if that person is not respecting, if I'm expressing to you my needs, and you're not respecting those needs, then again, that goes back to not everybody has access to, should have access to your body. So that person should be respecting what you're saying. Just like if you're like, go slow, and that person's like going fast as heck, I'm not enjoying myself. I'm telling you what I need in order to enjoy myself, but you were so concerned enjoying yourself.
Right.
Thought this was supposed to be an intimate experience between the both of us.
Right. And then there's like, it's a learning experience as well. Like, because everyone doesn't come from the same background. They haven't all had the same experiences. So, and one thing that like, that stands out to me as a lesbian is like, we're very creative.
Gotcha. Chin straps.
Very creative.
Eye straps. We are creative.
Very creative.
Yeah, done.
And when you come out, like for me, when I came out, I didn't know I had all that in me. Like, wow, I knew I was a creative person, but.
I'm literally like, it's the way you said it, like, it's the way.
Like, going back to like exploring safely. There are like some people, even in the medical field, that will act like you shouldn't get tested because you're a lesbian. I remember, like, I was discouraged from getting tested because I hadn't been with men in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, don't think that's how that works. I'm going to get tested, maybe not in your office, but I'm going to get a test.
Right. Right. And women, we should be getting tested. Yeah, we should be getting tested just like anybody else. We preach safe sex. We should be getting tested when we're getting new partners as well, just like regular, right? So yes, there are a lot of common denominators between like sex ed that are just overall like safe practices, getting tested in between each sexual, after each sexual partner, cleaning yourself, the hygiene, things like that. Those are all like overall topics. But then you get into like the branching out. I even remember being in school and being like during sex ed and being like, I wonder if they're going to talk about like two males or two females or like whatever. And like that like literally never came up at all. But like when you're talking about these medical professionals, like it's not even in their brain either to even ask like what you identify as or what your sexual orientation is, because I just got a new doctor as well. And they were so wonderful. They were so wonderful and will 10 out of 10 be going back, hands down, very convict. But again, this podcast is also to teach people and to inform people. It's not to like, you know, criticize. Like I said, 10 out of 10 would definitely recommend this office to anybody. But one of the things I could say is that when I was sitting there and they asked me over and over and over again a few times about birth control, oh, well, you're not on this birth control? Well, are you on this birth control? Okay, well, then are you on any birth control? And I was like, no. And it's like, okay, well, then what are you doing to prevent pregnancy, or is there any chance of pregnancy? And I was like, no, there's no chance of pregnancy. And they were like, oh, and she kind of gave me this weird look, and it was like, well, what are you doing to prevent it? And I'm like, I'm a lesbian. And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I'm not.
Right.
You know, it's just like, okay, maybe it should be on the form so that we're not like asking, like, you know, because it's like she's kept kind of asking like the same questions, and I'm like, damn, get the hit. So maybe if it's on the form, it's like then you don't have to kind of ask me 5,000 million times about why I'm not on birth control. Look at me like weird when I say that. No, I'm not on the depo. No, I'm not on the pill. No, I don't have no chance to check it. No, and are you sexually active? Yes. That's what they looked at me like, and I'm like, yeah, sexually active. No chance that I can have a baby. No, absolutely not. Well, what are you doing? I'm a lesbian.
And the first couple of no's should have been enough. First no. First off, the approach was like completely heteronormative. But even after that, the repetitive no, that should have just been enough. Like, we have, like, and that's, it goes back to like consent, and goes back to just respecting LGBT people and treating them as like people. Like, we're not aliens. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving you the answer you want me to give you. You're not going to make me give you another answer. Like, this is who I am. If you're asking me a question, I answer it. Respect
the answer that I'm giving you. Absolutely. Right. The answer that I'm giving you is the answer that you're going to get. Like, all the topics that we've talked about, honestly, throughout our entire podcast today, we'll try to make sure we're linking good resources for you guys. But yes, just be careful. Please make sure you're getting research from appropriate sources, and not your cousin from down the street who knows a lesbian. Like, you know, like, let's just be careful. And if you don't know who to ask, then DM us. And if we don't know the answer, because we might not know everything, we will make sure that we get you adequate resources to answer your question. Because what we do know how to do is research and find some information. So we definitely will help y'all with that if you need to. But yes, please make sure you're getting tested, guys. Please make sure you're being careful with your bodies and loving your bodies. Because our bodies are beautiful. And if somebody doesn't think that your body is beautiful, then again, we cut an access off to them. So
thank you all for tuning in to our podcast. We know we took you for a ride today. So like,
today has been a ride. It has been a ride, guys. But yes, we just want to thank you guys all for tuning into our podcast and supporting us during this podcast. We really do appreciate you guys. Thank you for those of y'all that don't know, thank y'all for spending my birthday with me, even though it won't be my birthday by the time we listen to this, but thank you for spending my birthday with me. And like always, like, comment and subscribe, share it with 5 people and 5 people. And please make sure you comment discussions that you want to hear, any feedback. Please, guys, DM us if you have feedback for us. We'd love to hear it. We've really been enjoying the feedback and the comments that we've been getting from our episode 1. So please let us know what you want to hear, what you want to chat about. That's it. We'll see y'all next episode.
See you in a couple weeks.